Good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge, and I want to thank you for being on the webcast today. If you have not been on one of our webcasts before, I want you to go ahead and practice typing in questions to the staff. And here's what I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear from you why you're on today's webinar. All right, I see that some Inner Circle members on here that are going through the basic training again. I see that we've got brand new people on here, and I see that we have a whole bunch of our new coaches, phenomenal Inner Circle coaches, on the line learning all the basics. So go ahead and type in why you are here today. Why are you here today? One of my coaches says, because you are phenomenal. Okay. No, because you're phenomenal, John. Okay. Type it in. Why are you here today? Also, let me know that you can see me okay. Let's see, Steve, looking to get my system sorted in my business. And so when you say sorted, then that probably means that you are from the UK or somewhere other than America. We'll usually say get them organized. Mike, how to grow our business and develop systems. Excellent, excellent. Oh, Steve, Australia. So instead of how you doing here in the States, we say, how you going, mate? Yeah. I've been there twice, loved every minute of it. John, I want to learn how to bring more members into the Inner Circle. Excellent, excellent. Okay. TJ, time to get organized. Paul, have the business work for me rather than always working for the business. Excellent. Well, you guys are in the right place, and I'm going to tell you why I'm here. The reason that I'm here is because the rest of my life is dedicated to making a difference in the lives of others. And here's what I know. What I know is that when I make a difference in the lives of business owners, that's going to affect their families, it's going to affect their employees, it's going to affect the team. Tom Ziegler and I are in North Carolina right now. He's down the road speaking to staff members of one of our Inner Circle member clients, coaching clients, and I will be going over there at lunchtime and doing the afternoon. And then tomorrow we're doing a full day Ziegler business growth workshop. So the reason I'm here is because I've dedicated the rest of my life to making a difference in the lives of others. And the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And I know that your life goals include making a difference in the lives of others. Remember what Zig Ziglar said, that you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. I know that you have needs yourself, and we need to satisfy those needs, but you become intentional about making a difference in the lives of others is when your life will really change. All right, so you want to get your business sorted. You want to get it organized so that you can make a difference in many, many lives. We've got a great group today. What I'm going to do is get off of video and get my PowerPoint up and show you what we're going to learn today, all right? So thanks for being here, and stay tuned. Here we go. I've hidden my camera, but people can still see me. I always get that one messed up. Okay, let me see here. If I can get my team to help me with that, turn my camera off. I mean, it's okay, but I just have to be mindful of that. Most important thing is that you can see my PowerPoint. Thank you, team. I got the best team in the entire world. Okay, so let me know that you can see my screen okay. And by the way, there is a handout that goes with this workshop as well. And since you got on here live today, you will also get the replay, so you can fill out the handout a little bit later if you like. But somebody type in that you can see my screen okay. All right, very good. Thank you so much. All right, very good. All right, so our mission here at Phenomenal Products is to help small business owners stop being a slave to their business. The phenomenal product is you. The phenomenal product is your family. The phenomenal product is the special creation that looks like your team or the people that you know. And this is so that you can have more life, live in freedom every day. There's no freedom in being a slave to your business. There's no freedom in being in debt. There's no freedom in working 80 hours a week. So this is why we want to help you get your business systematized so that you can reach your life goals, your living in freedom everyday goals, life, living in freedom every day. Now, I want to walk you through the proven, here's what we know. What we know is that our most successful inner circle members simply do two things. Number one, they learn the system. Number two, they implement that system. And this course, this six-week course, starts with GPS, and today I'm going to do phenomenal marketing systems, how to generate an unlimited supply of your perfect target market prospects. We do that every day. We help people do that every day. And so this six-week course is really about learning the system that we use, learning the system that's creating record sales and profits for small business owners around the world. And once you learn the system and implement that system, you will be more successful. But you got to learn it first, and that's what this course is all about. And then what happens from here is you can go deeper with our home study course. You can take a giant leap when you come to our events, and then when you're ready to be accountable and you're ready to go all in, then you get into the inner circle so that we can support you, encourage you, and most of all, help you stay accountable, and then you go even deeper into these systems. So this is really, this course is what we call our basic course. It'll be maybe revelation to some of you, but this is our foundational courses. And if you'll learn the system and then just apply just a little bit of it, it'll really, really help you. All right? So it starts with GPS, and that is what we call your roadmap to phenomenal success. And GPS stands for goals, plans, and systems, getting you from where you are to where you want to be. The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Once you figure out what your life goals are, then what you want to do is you want to have a plan. You want to have a roadmap. We have a little document that we call the Simple Dimple Business Plan that you fill out. It's a one-year plan. And you fill that out so that you have your roadmap. Then you got to have systems, and that is your business. So your goals is where you're going, your plans are how you're going to get there, and your systems are what vehicle or vehicles will you use, and that is your small business. Your business is a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. My good friend Michael Gerber says that the secret in business is the system. The secret is the system. The question is why. The secret is the system. The question is why. The why question, when you finally get that, when you finally figure out your why, when you finally figure out what you want out of life, who you want to be, what you want to do, and what you want to have, that's when everything changes. When you get a clear picture of your why, then everything changes. Your energy changes. Your focus changes, and the biggest mistake, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, some of you guys, maybe this is your first course with us, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, here's what's going to happen. You do this assessment, you do our business assessment, and there are 50 systems on there, and you get overwhelmed. And then you start learning all this stuff, and you're like, dang, it's not a silver bullet. There's a couple silver bullets on here, but you don't want to just have a silver bullet. You want to have a complete system. But you get overwhelmed. So you go from being a slave to your business and total overwhelmed to total overwhelmed trying to learn how to not be a slave to your business. And the mistake is that we don't keep the why in front of us. You got to keep your why in front of you. Where are you going in life? What is the outcome? What is the dream? It all starts with the dream. It all starts with the why. And so I want to encourage you to really dive deep into our training on dreams and goals and really getting that vision for your life. Once you do that, then we're ready to learn and implement the phenomenal systems. And it starts with marketing. That's everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. That's what we're going to focus on today. Then it goes to sales. That's everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers. Then it goes to operations, and that's everything that you do to serve your clients, your patients, your members, or your guests. And we have over 100 different industries in the Inner Circle right now. We've got hundreds of small business owners that have been through the Inner Circle. And so you got to have those systems in place that, by the way, don't always rely on you to take care of the customer. And then fourth is phenomenal administration systems. That's where you learn to track your numbers. That's where you learn how to make a profit. A business without a profit is just a hobby. And if you have a hard 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job, that ain't a very good hobby. And then finally is phenomenal leadership systems. In the 6-week course, we already did GPS. We're doing marketing today. Next week will be sales. Next week after that will be operations and then administration. And then the final session happens to be on September 15th, which is my birthday, 56 years old. And we'll finish up with leadership systems, phenomenal leadership systems. At any point, if you want to go deeper and get more and go faster, just make sure you have our home study course and then get on with us and talk about Inner Circle. And by all means, come to our next conference, because then that's how you can just take it, put it on a turbocharge, because you're going to be around people who are already implementing these systems, and you're going to be around a community that's going to love on you and care for you and help you. And you're going to learn these systems. You're going to see them in action at our company. Our next one is October 19th through 22nd, and I'm going to give you some info on that when I get done today. All right? Now, today, the 7 M's of phenomenal marketing. The 7 M's of phenomenal marketing. Now, this is on your handout, and I'll go over this. You don't have to write it all down right now, but I'll go through it so that you can learn them. And those of you that are coaches, you want to learn this. Number one is your phenomenal mindset. I'll tell you what that means in just a minute. Number two is your phenomenal money. Your phenomenal money. In other words, we got to make money. We got to generate sales. Number three is your phenomenal mission. This is the why behind what you do. Number four is your phenomenal market. Don't worry, I'm going to go over these again. Your phenomenal market. Who wants that experience that you're going to provide? Who wants what it is that you're passionate about providing? Number five, what's the message that you need to get to those people? Your phenomenal message. Number six is your phenomenal methods. We actually have 6 different marketing methods that we teach. Not tactics, but methods. I'll tell you the difference in just a minute. And then finally is your phenomenal map, your marketing action plan, MAP, map. So your phenomenal mindset, how you think about marketing, your phenomenal money, that's your sales goal, your phenomenal mission, the experience that you're passionate about providing, your phenomenal market, the people who want that that mission, your phenomenal message, the message that resonates to that particular market, and then your phenomenal methods, the right methods that are going to reach that target market, and then your phenomenal map, your marketing roadmap. All right? So let's talk about your marketing mindset first. What is marketing? When we say marketing, what do we mean? And in our live courses, the feedback that I get when I say, you know, what comes to mind when I say marketing is I get branding, I get advertising, I get networking, I get your name out there, and all of that. But our definition of marketing is everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Now, there's a tremendous difference between marketing and sales, because how many of you have attracted prospects but they didn't buy? All right, that's next week's course. But you got to get the right prospects. You got to get enough of them so that you can close enough sales to reach your sales goals. All right? What does marketing do? It generates prospects. Why is it important? Because nothing happens in a business until a sale is made. Sales don't happen until marketing is done. And if you don't make money in your business, you don't get your life goals, you don't get to help people, and you don't get that freedom that we're talking about. And how do you know if it's working? All right. Marketing is everything you do to attract prospects to your business. Not just some things, not just one thing, not just one silver bullet, but everything that you do. Phenomenal marketing delivers a meaningful experience that engages, educates, and entertains. We call that the three E's of experience. So once you get our home study course, come to our events, get in the inner circle, then you're going to learn more about how to go deeper into what we call experiential marketing, where you'll be able to understand how to engage people in marketing, how to use education marketing to position yourself, build credibility, command higher prices, and then entertainment, which is service, which is helping people and serving people. It might be making them laugh, too. It might be depending on what kind of business that you have. But that's what we mean by entertainment. So you'll learn more about that as you go. A phenomenal marketing system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. See, a system is something that you set up that once you set it up and assign a person to it, then it works without you having to, you know, be involved every time. You know, when I go out and get in my rental car today, like I did last night, I don't have to go out there and, you know, open the hood and you know, redo one of the systems there and fix it and call a bunch of people and figure out how to do it, because it's a system that has a group of working parts that's ready to go. All I got to do, as long as it has gas in it, is put the key in it, and if I know how to drive, I'm good to go. Again, nothing happens in a business until a sale is made, and profitable sales cure all other business evils. Have you experienced business evils like I have? Back before I knew how to build a phenomenal dream team and got so blessed with the people that I have that we were able to attract, I had a lot of employee problems. People stole from me. People went into business against me. People lied to me. They didn't show up. I was angry. I was frustrated. Maybe the government wants to take more money than they should from you. Maybe you had equipment failure or something like this, or a weather event. There are all kinds of business evils. And when you make money, when you have money in the bank, and when you're profitable, you can weather those storms much better. Now, the only function of marketing at the end of the day is to increase sales. Now, we got to generate prospects, but we got to close those sales as well. All right? And there are only three ways to increase sales under the sun in any business. I've been so blessed to see so many different kinds of businesses. I mean, just on this trip alone, I'll see four different businesses and interact with dozens of different industries. Everything from beauty and skincare today to a restoration company on Saturday, dozens of people tomorrow, speaker, author, coach, restaurant owner, cleaning business, and then a guy who's a home builder, and we're going to go and do a full day of consulting with him outside of Nashville. So I've been able to see it all, and it doesn't matter what kind of business that you have. The only three ways to increase sales is the following. Now, if you have been in business for a while, unless you're brand new, haven't started yet, The number one way and the easiest way, here's your silver bullet, is to reach out to past clients. The biggest marketing mistake of all is not marketing to past clients, because regardless of the kind of business that you have, even if they don't make a purchase on a regular basis, they're in a position to refer you. So you have to stay in touch with the people that you are that you have served in the past. You want to do that through email. You want to do that through social media. You want to do that through cards. We have a great program called Send Out Cards. If I can get my team to put that link in the question chat bar, you can try it for free. And you can send them a personal greeting card, and you can set up a system, a very simple, easy system on that. You can try it for free. It's the most phenomenal marketing tool of all. The fortune's in the follow-up. And, you know, so I have a whole course just on this. I don't have time to teach you the entire training module on marketing to your past clients. So I'm giving you a lot of information in a very short amount of time. You want to be mailing to them, building a relationship with them. You want to be sharing your referral reward program with them. You want to have a regular email newsletter. You want to have someone that calls out from time to time and touches base with them. Because if your business is like 85% of the small businesses out there that relies on repeat referral business, guess where your biggest referrals are going to come from? Your existing clients. Number two is increase the number of new clients. When you learn how you can build your business with repeat business and referrals from that repeat business, you'll probably save a lot of money on advertising to strangers. And but if you are going to get new clients, the very best way to do that is through referrals. So you're going to want to not only market to your past and existing clients on your referral reward program, but you're also going to want to have a referral relationship program where you market to referral sources, high-level referral sources that can send business to you. I'll show you that in just a minute. And then finally is you can increase your price. And I know that probably almost everybody on this webcast is like, that ain't happening. Customers are already complaining about my price. Well, that's because they've been conditioned, and you have to re-educate them. That's why you need to be marketing to your past clients. That's why you need to be generating referrals, because if you're attracting price shoppers through ads, then there's no education, there's no relationship, there's no position. Something that I teach in my courses, is our deeper courses, is something called positioning and how to position yourself at a higher level through education marketing, through really the three E's of experience, where you can continually raise your price and become more exclusive. So how about this for a concept? Do less work, make more money. Is that just so you can be filthy rich? No, it's so that you don't have to work yourself to death just to barely scrape by. It's so that you can make a difference in the lives of others. And hey, you deserve to reach some of your goals and dreams. As a small business owner, you're taking a risk. You're supporting our economy. You have more influence in the marketplace than anybody else. So listen, you deserve it. If you want a dream house on the beach, you deserve that. You got to work for it, and you got to bless other people. But the thing is if you raise your price 20% by adding more value, and you lose 20% of your sales volume, you're making more money. It's all about the profit. So that's the third way to increase sales. And that goes for any kind of business. Phenomenal marketing, M number two, is your phenomenal money. Zig Ziglar said this. He said, money isn't the most important thing in life, but it is reasonably close to oxygen on the gotta have it scale. Have any of you ever had to make payroll? Oh, that's tomorrow for some of you, right? And you didn't have the money, so man, you gotta have a little breathing room here. You gotta get some money in here. So money's not everything, but a business can't survive without money. That money is that gasoline in that vehicle, and it's so important to think about that in marketing. So my question is, do you have a written, planned sales goal? If you do, how did you come up with it? And by the way, how much are you planning on investing in marketing? You don't have to invest a ton, but you have to invest some. You can't, you know, say to the field, give me a harvest, but you haven't planted, you haven't watered, you haven't invested there. And that's a huge mistake that I see. So what you want to do is you want to create a sales goal for the year. And then what you want to do is break it down by the month, break it down by the day, break it down by the hour, break it down by the event, break it down by the project, however your business tracks. You know, we do everything from restaurants that need to track by the hour, to construction people that have projects, to people who do events that their tracking needs to be by the event, to people who have membership that they base it on their subscriptions. So however your business is set up, you want to have a sales goal, because you can't hit a target you can't see, and success doesn't happen by accident. How do you create that sales goal? You got to know the only five numbers in business. And that is, first, your net. That's the most important number on here. And these are the five numbers that every small business has. It doesn't matter if you're new or if it's, you know, a big business or a small business. Every single business has the same income statement. You have sales. That's all the revenue that you bring in. Then you have your cost of goods sold. That's a very important number that most small business owners don't know what it is. They haven't gone through the financial training that we do to help you figure out what your costs are so that you can properly plan your business. And then you got your gross profit, and then you got your fixed expense. That's your overhead. Those are expenses that don't change with swings in revenue. And you got to know those numbers, because otherwise you're just shooting in the dark. Wow, Howard, sounds like a lot of work. It is. But let me just share a point with you. When I was growing my businesses, and I got my business in tremendous debt, and I'm transferring dollars from account to account to make payroll and to make things work, my lines of credit are maxed out. I got every credit card that I have maxed out, high interest rate. How phenomenal do you think life was? Today, it's a sin if we even get anywhere close to needing to. I mean, we don't just don't do it. Get to our line of credit. We don't have credit card debt. We don't carry debt. And my companies are very, very profitable. Yes, I had to go through the hard work of learning the finances of my business. But you got to stay focused on the outcome. And the outcome is I don't have to work in my business at all. I can sit on the beach. That's my job, is to sit on the beach and change lives, to teach. And this is what I'm called to do. I could not do that if I didn't have a predictable, profitable turnkey business. You may not want to have a turnkey business, but you got to make a profit. And the only way that you're going to make a profit is to understand these numbers. If you want to grow, you got to grow profitably. Number three is your phenomenal mission. What in the world do I mean by that? Well, first of all, are you passionate about what you do? How does it make a difference in the lives of other people? How does it make a difference in your client's life? And do you have a mission statement? I was in Australia teaching for a guy by the name of Steve McKnight. I went over there for Ziegler, and Steve McKnight is the number one real estate investing author in Australia. And long story short, you may have heard this before, but I went over there for the second time to teach. Tom was supposed to go with me. Zig fell ill, passed away while I was over there, Zig Ziegler. And Steve jumped in and kind of did Tom's part, and these were his students, and they're all business owners and investors, and he just railed on them like You know, what unique problem do you solve? See, if you try to be everything to everybody, you won't be anything to anybody. If you try to be everything to everybody, you won't be anything to anybody. And the way that you are going to be successful and fulfilled is by understanding what unique problem you solve. So he got on this guy that fixed dents and scratches in cars. He painted cars and stuff like that. And he's like, okay, what problem do you solve? He's like, dents and scratches. Nope. What problem do you solve? And so they dug deeper and deeper and deeper. He solves an image problem. What problem do you solve? The more unique it is, the more you can position yourself, the more that you can create the right experience. Are you passionate about solving the problem? You know, there came a time in my service company, I just wasn't passionate about it anymore. I just, you know, I wasn't passionate about doing the work, but I've always been and still am passionate about the outcome and the experience that we could provide, because that experience changes lives. So what you want to do is you want to have a one-sentence mission statement in your business. And in our service company is to provide the most outstanding service experience ever. Why is that? Because in in-home services, the challenge is who's going to show up to my home? Are they going to be on time? Are they going to show up at all? Are they going to steal from me? Are they going to be rude? Are they going to lie to me? Are they going to come back and harm my family, or, you know, just all these things that go on? So you want to give them peace of mind by sharing with them that you understand that and that you have a mission to provide them with the most outstanding or most phenomenal service experience ever. That's our mission statement. That's how we make all of our decisions. So in the inner circle, we develop that even farther with what we call our MVP, mission, values, and purpose. In our service company, we have 5 pages on what the mission statement means. They learn the mission statement before they are hired. They learn the mission statement when they're interviewed. They learn the mission statement when they are hired. They learn the mission statement in orientation, in staff meetings, and when we have to coach someone, we coach to the mission. The decision that you made, did it help us deliver the most phenomenal experience, service experience ever, or not? Easy way to make decisions. And at a profit, of course. Our mission at Phenomenal Products is to help small business owners stop being a slave to their business. Everything that we do is around that mission, because we know that when you're able to do that, then you will have more life, live in freedom every day, which is our purpose. Number 4, your phenomenal target market. Your perfect customer. I love what my friend Ellen Rohr, she's a colleague of mine, and I love what she shares with people. She says, think about your perfect customer. Everybody has one. Visualize your perfect client, your perfect patient, your perfect member, your perfect guest, whatever it is that you do. Then you want to ask yourself some questions about that perfect client. How old are they? What's the gender generally? How they buy, what's their lifestyle, what are their dreams? Seth Godin says, help your customer become the person that they want to be. How heavy is that? What do they want? What do they need? What are their frustrations? If you're working with business owners, what are their frustrations? See, again, you can't be everything to everybody. We don't serve every business owner. We serve the business owner that feels like a slave to their business, and the key to stop being a slave to your business is to build systems in your business with the view in mind of This is my life goal. This is what my life needs to be about, and I can't be a slave to that business and reach that life goal too. There are business owners out there, all they want is marketing strategies, marketing tactics. We have them, but that's not what we're about. We're really about community, but that's part two. You know, you start learning the systems from us, then once you join Inner Circle, the mission changes. And then it goes to delivering the most phenomenal community experience ever. Why is that? Because implementation happens most effectively in the context of community. And I'm getting a little bit too deep and too heavy for you. But the idea here is don't try to be everything to everybody. Who wants that mission? Who wants that experience that you're going to provide? Who's willing to pay for the most outstanding service experience ever? Who feels like a slave to their business? And then be everything that you possibly can to that target market. Back to community. We want to be everything that we can. We want to put our virtual arms around our members and help them with their business, with their life, with their goals, with everything that we can. Go deep. But you got to have that niche first. It's called Get Rich in the Niche. And I've got so much to teach you on that in the Inner Circle and through our conferences as well. Number five is your phenomenal message. Do you have a message that resonates with your prime target market? Well, if I'm after high-end residential clients who are typically millionaires, and is my message going to be about price? No. If people feel like a slave to their business, then my message has to resonate with them. You may have heard of a unique selling proposition before. In other words, you have to have a proposition that is unique, that appeals to that target audience. But I have changed that from a USP to UEP because it's all about the total experience that people get. So one of the things that I teach in the Inner Circle is 9 steps to creating, marketing, and delivering a unique experience. It doesn't happen just when you deliver the product or service. It happens in the creation of it and then the marketing of it. And that's what we teach you how to do. We found over the years, as I studied this from some of the greatest people in this area on the planet, Joseph Michelli, he's an international branding expert, and number one New York Times bestselling author. He's consulted for Starbucks, Mercedes-Benz, Ritz-Carlton Hotel, written books on all of those guys. And he sat through my workshop, and he absolutely loved these 5 things. In fact, I even helped him differentiate himself with just one little thing that we added. He was just he's just so grateful and great friend. And we have 3 different keynotes that he's provided for us that we have through the Inner Circle. But anyway, we found that there are 5 things that if you are looking for high-end clients, people who are looking for quality rather than price, there are 5 things that will set you apart. And people will stand in line for you like they do at Starbucks. Number one is reputation. They have to know that they can trust you. So when you're crafting your message, you always have to be demonstrating trust and in everything that you do. Number two is experience. Do you know what you're doing? How do you demonstrate that? You demonstrate the experience and the experiences that you've had. Education. Not only do you educate yourself, but you educate your clients. And you share with them that the education that you get we bring to that job site or to that consultation or to that delivery of that product, creation of that product. you might be in an education business. We have an Inner Circle member who has a dance studio. And that's teaching people. It's all about education. And then fourth is systems. We want to communicate with them how we're going to take care of them, what the unique delivery systems are, and how we are going to, they're going to be treated. And then finally is your guarantee, your follow-up, or your commitment. In other words, let's communicate ahead of time what happens if you're not satisfied. And if you can do 100% money-back guarantee, that's the best thing. So we found that, first of all, high-end clients expect these five things, and when you communicate these five things, you're properly positioning yourself with the right message instead of it being about price or anything else. It's about reputation, experience, education, systems, and guarantee or commitment. Now, let me give you the shortest course in copywriting, creating a message that you probably ever had. And this is just to get you started. You could spend the rest of your life learning how to write marketing copy. But for most small business owners, you're not doing internet marketing, most of you. You're not doing, you know, long form sales letters and things like that usually. In fact, if you'll just use our referral relationship program and go out there and find high-level referral sources, you won't have to heavily rely on big-time copywriting. But your message does have to make sense. It does have to be compelling. It does have to resonate with people. So let me give you just three important things. Number one, a phenomenal headline. What do I mean by that? Well, when you're always using copy, even if you're not doing advertising. When you introduce yourself, what you say first, that's your headline. If you place an ad, a radio ad, the first thing that's said is your headline. If you put an ad in the paper or your brochure or whatever, the first thing that people see is that headline. And that headline's got to grab their attention. Stop being a slave to your business and transform it into a predictable, profitable, turnkey operation that gives you the freedom you've always wanted. Well, that will appeal to someone who feels like a slave to their business. Avoid uneducated, uninformed, and sometimes downright unscrupulous fill-in-the-blank service companies. Instead, get the most outstanding service experience ever, guaranteed or your money back. Now, I've already been referred, but now I'm resonating with their motivation, with their desire, with their frustration. Number two, phenomenal body copy. Stop being a slave of your business. Do you remember why you went in business for yourself? Was it to make a lot of money, or was it really to be your own boss, to chart your own course, have a little more free time? Yeah, right. The brutal reality of most small business owners' lives, you feel like a slave to the business, very little family time, business consumes your mind 24/7, major stress, very little freedom. You feel like you have a job instead of a business, and your day is consumed putting out brush fires. Do you think that I just made that up? Avoid uneducated, uninformed, sometimes downright unscrupulous service companies. You know the type. They advertise a low price, show up late if they show up at all, do a lousy job, good luck getting them back. Instead, with us, get the most outstanding service experience you've ever had, guaranteed or your money back. Emotional, phenomenal body copy. And then finally, a call to action. Tell them what to do. Click here, call this number. And by the way, when I teach copywriting, one of the power words that you can use, there's about 13 power words that you can use. One of them is today. Call this number today. Do this today. Do this now is another one. All right, so if you'll just follow those three steps and use those three components, that'll help you a lot. If you're like most small business owners that are just giving out, you know, here's what we do, just go to a networking group. Next time you go to a networking group or like a BNI group, by the way, our keynote speaker in October is the founder of BNI, Ivan Meisner. How cool is that? I interviewed him a long time ago on a phone call, and I've met him once in person. I saw him speak. He's awesome. I just always wanted to have him come to our conference. So we're so excited about that. All right. So once you understand what marketing is supposed to do for you, you've got your sales goal. You have the mission figured out that you want to deliver, the experience that you want to provide people. You figured out the unique target market that wants that. They're passionate about it. You're passionate about it. Now you got the message that you want to get out. Now you need a delivery system. You need a method. And we have actually six different methods of marketing. Number one is what we call experiential marketing. What we mean by that is these are experiences that you create either online or offline. Could be an education event, could be a free trial offer. This is one of the things that we teach in our course, is that the fastest growth tool on the planet is what we call a free trial offer. You need to be offering a free report or a free video or a free CD or a free class or a free sample or a free assessment or a free lunch or whatever. I was in Dallas not too long ago, and my brother-in-law, I call him my father-in-law, just got involved with this financial company. And what they do is they have a marketing company that has a list that mails out these mailers that says, get a free dinner at this great restaurant, yada, yada, yada. They got a whole system down. These people come, they get a free dinner, and of course they get a presentation along with it. A certain number of them will make an appointment, a certain number of them will buy, and they just do the process all over again. It's a system. They're creating an experience, and there are so many different things that you can do with the free trial offer or a free experience. Number two is referral marketing. There are two types of referral marketing methods. Number one is a referral reward. You'll be surprised to find out that we do not ask for referrals. Instead, what we do is we share with people what they get when they refer. Instead, what we do is we build relationships with people and do joint ventures with people where they will want to promote us. So there's two systems. The first one is the referral reward program, where we offer a reward. You'll learn more about that in the home study course, at our events, and in the inner circle. And then secondly is what we call the referral relationship program, which I'll show you a little bit about that here in just a minute, where you market to referral sources rather than end user prospects or even suspects. All right? So referral marketing is the best way to build your business. And in my service company, we generate almost $1 million a year in new business just through referrals. Just through referrals. My coaching business is all about referral marketing. You were probably referred by someone, or maybe you saw us at an event or someplace like that where someone else put us in front of you. It's called referral marketing. Number three is client-based marketing. This is what I was talking about earlier, where you reach out to your past clients. Four is internet marketing. Of course, you're going to use the internet for all these methods. You're going to be using the internet for that, but we have a whole module on that. In fact, at our conferences, we do a day before that's what we call our pre-conference workshop, and we're doing a full day on digital marketing. It's October 19th in Houston, right before our event. Our event starts that night on the 19th. It goes through the 22nd, and we're doing a full day on how to thrive in the digital marketing revolution. Everything's going online now, and we got to be ahead of the game. Number five is what I call direct marketing, and that is when you actually place an ad. So there's a lot that goes into that. There's the list and who you're targeting, and we do a good bit of that, but we try to exhaust all of our referral avenues before we spend money on that. But I've been spending a ton of money on Facebook. We're doing some mailers with a company called Postcard Mania right now. In fact, the CEO of Postcard Mania, Joy Gendusa, this lady is phenomenal. She's going to be a speaker at our October conference. She went from zero to 200 employees, and wait until you see what she is going to teach us. So they do a lot of geo-targeting, retargeting, and things like that. Very, very powerful stuff. So that's what we call direct marketing. And then finally, the sixth one is direct selling. And you can literally generate new business out of thin air, if you know what you're doing, through good old-fashioned direct marketing. And what I mean by that is simply walking into a business. If you have business customers, find your target market, walk into their store or their office or whatever, or call on them. But it's not like regular cold calling. There are specific things that you need to do. We have one simple thing that we teach when you do referral marketing, when you go call on a referral source or an end user prospect, that we call the secret weapon, and that is food. Don't ever make a sales call without some cookies, some donuts, a chocolate bar, or whatever. Again, I could do a whole book on just that all by itself. So we call that direct selling, and that's kind of marketing and sales all bundled up into one. And as you can see, we have a lot to learn and a lot to teach on marketing and just looking at these methods. So after I share a little bit about the conference here in just a second, you'll have time to ask me any question that you want. So if you want more detail on any of these, just type that question in and I will take those questions at the end. Finally, number seven is your phenomenal map, your marketing action plan. Your marketing action plan. You need a roadmap. So what are you going to do every day? Well, every day you should be networking. You should be reaching out to people that you're interacting with. Every week you should have an email marketing newsletter or email going out. You should be collecting emails every day. That's what the free trial offer is all about, is building your list. The money is in the list, not just the list itself, but the quality of the list, the people that are on that list. Every month, you should have something going out to your past clients, at least the most important ones. What are you going to do quarterly? What are you going to do annually? And then, of course, any kind of marketing that you do, a mailer or anything like that, you need to have a schedule behind that, where you have your mail date, you have your print date, you have your proof date, you have your print date, you have your mail date. All right, so you got to make sure that you create that schedule. All right. Okay, all right, so let me share with you a little bit about our conference that's coming up. And I see some questions coming in right now. I'll get to those here in just a second. We call our conference the Howard Partridge Inner Circle Conference, and the reason is because my coaching program is called the Howard Partridge Inner Circle. And this is where our members come in from around the world. These are small business owners, just like you, that used to feel like a slave to their business, and you've seen all the testimonials, you've seen the life change, you've seen it, and that's why you're here today. And so we come together, you get around people who are already doing what it is that you want to do, you hear from phenomenal top shelf speakers. Wait till you see the speakers that we have here in just a second. And you learn the proven systems. You get energized. Our keynote speaker is Dr. Ivan Meisner, who is the founder of BNI. Joy Jandusa, as I shared with you a second ago, she'll show us how to bring in the most leads for the lowest cost. And we're testing out her service right now, so in October we'll be able to give you real results. Create a campaign that drives web clicks and calls. Get on page one of Google, guaranteed. Look at that. Convert website visitors into leads you can follow up with. Continually improve your website's performance. She is a phenomenal lady, phenomenal entrepreneur. Just wait until you hear from her. Also, I've got Ron White coming in. He is a memory expert. He has been on Fox News, CNN, every major network. And the reason I'm bringing him in is because when you're learning things like this, you don't retain a lot of it. And when you go to conference, statistics show that you will forget 77% of what you learn. And that's okay, because the 23% is very powerful and you're energized. That's why you need to go to a conference and get away from your business about every 90 days. That's why we have a conference every 90 days. And so I'm going to have him on the first day. He's going to teach you a method of how to learn all this, or how to remember all the stuff that you're learning. Okay? He's phenomenal. By the way, this guy memorized, he is a veteran. He served in Afghanistan. And he memorized the first name, middle initial, last name, and rank of every single soldier that died in Afghanistan in order of their death. And he goes to Washington, D.C. once in a while, and he spends 11 hours writing each of those names on a wall. It's off the charts phenomenal. The guy's amazing. And then my right-hand man, Santiago Arango, who just got certified yesterday in the Dream Manager program. Of course, he's been helping a lot of people reach their dreams for a long time. In fact, Santiago is my right-hand man. He started with me when he was 17 years old. He's 33 now. He tripled our upsells. He led our referral marketing team to triple our referral source referrals. He helps our team reach their goals and dreams. Some of our employees make over $100,000 a year. They've got their dream house, their dream car, and their and better life, and it's all because Santi took the stuff that I've been teaching all these years and brought it down to them. I'm going to be doing what I call Systems 2.0. We're going to go beyond what we're learning right now and find out how do we really get the most out of your day. How do you implement? How do you develop leaders? How do you replace yourself? How do you manage from afar? And what's the simple daily systems that you got to use every single day to implement and move the ball down the field? When you register by August 30th this month, you're going to save $500, and you're going to get our VIP pass for free, which is normally $197 per person. You're going to get that at no charge. And when you do that, you're going to be able to attend the pre-conference reception. That's Wednesday the 19th in the evening. I'm going to show you how to find, hire, and lead millennials. You know, millennials get a bad rap because we only see the lazy ones. But nobody's telling you about people like Santiago, who started with me when he was 17, or my operations director, Johan, that started with me when he was 19, or my marketing director that started with me when she was 21, or our newest team member that I call special, just turned 18. She's the grasshopper, and she's already a rock star. So how do we attract them? How do we find the smart ones, the ones that are hungry, that are humble, that are smart? I'm going to share that with you. All right? Then we're going to have Ellen Rohr, who's going to share with us how to pay your employees. Ellen is a great friend of mine, great consultant. She took Benjamin Franklin from zero to $40 million in franchise sales in 18 months. She is a Wonder Woman when it comes to business, and she's just amazing. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, go ahead and register for the day before also. It's an additional investment, but it's a full day on how to thrive in the digital marketing revolution. All right? Okay, Q&A time. Who has my first question? Go ahead and type in your questions right now, and I will answer as many as you got. Oh, why can I not click on my for some reason, I can't click on my questions. Let me see what's going on here. All right, here we go. All right, now I'm going to get back on video. Okay, where is my webcam? Where are you? Okay. I can never find my webcam. Of course, I got way too many things open. I normally close all this stuff, but now you see all the stuff I'm working on, huh? All right. Let's see here. Well, I don't know where my webcam is, but I know you can see me, so I'll try to behave. How about that? All right. Let's see. Okay, Armando was asking, are the marketing methods listed in order? They're not. What I would suggest is if you have an existing business, to start with your client-based marketing. And what you want to do is you want to reach out to past clients to build your repeat business. My contention is that you could probably double your business in the next 12 months if you simply do a good job of staying in touch with your past clients with promotions and education and things like that, depending on your business, depending on your list, and marketing your referral reward program. Start there. Then the second piece would be go back and see all the referral sources that have referred you in the past and learn what to say to them, what not to say to them, and how to build that relationship and take that relationship to the next level. Let's see here. No questions for me. This is great content. Thank you, John. Send out cards. Go to sendoutcards.com/7162/7162. Oh, how do you use send out cards monthly? What I recommend is that unless you have a printed newsletter or something like that, especially if you have a small list, just create a card that is either inspirational or educational or both, just letting your clients know that you care about them. Maybe advertise your referral reward program. And you simply just create a card at sendoutcards.com. You upload your list, hit the button, and it's totally outsourced for you. And a card goes out in the mail. It's printed. It's in a white envelope that looks handwritten with blue ink. The importance of that is that it'll get open. and you know, because it looks like an invitation or whatever. So it's just a very simple, easy, meaningful way. And the reason send out cards is the most phenomenal marketing tool of all is because all of business and all of life really is about relationships. And when you use personal greeting cards, then it's very relational, and every one of them is personalized when you upload your list. And my team can help you with that and show you how to use that. Okay, let's see. Okay, Nathan, how can social media be utilized for marketing, like Facebook, etc.? Well, so there's a lot of ways. Some of that we're going to teach at our pre-conference as well. We also have a course that my marketing ninja, we call Victoria the marketing ninja, she did a course on that. And the way that it can help is as you invite people to like your page, and there's all kinds of different ways you can get them to do that, give them something for doing it. You can do contests and different things like that. But what happens is you start showing up in their feed. It's not guaranteed, but the more interaction and engagement you have, remember the three E's of experience, engagement, education, entertainment, not spam. And you can also message people, and you can you know, like their stuff and engage with them on their page and become friends with them. Because so it's all about building your network. And really when you think about social media, it's the basics of networking, but you're just doing it online. I really loved a book by Mari Smith called The New Relationship Marketing. And it's all about that. And, of course, you can do Facebook ads, but you need to know what you're doing. There is something called retargeting, where you can get a company to, like Postcard Mania, to upload your list, and then your ads will appear on people who are on your list. You'll start appearing in their feeds. So that's just one example, and we could do like a whole year just on social media, and maybe one of these days we'll do that. All right? Thank you, Tim. You know, I cry every day because of the favor, the love that I get from so many people. So Tim Schofield is one of our Inner Circle members who built a business, sold it, and now he's one of our newest coaches, and the guy just is always encouraging me. And every day I get feedback from people just encouraging me. I'm thankful for that. So thank you, Tim, for that. Hey, Phil Cunningham. By the way, we have done referral marketing to double our business in 6 months. We've used the chicken mini tray. Is that from Chick-fil-A? Oh, Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I love that. We go in and do breakfast, and we bring the Chick-fil-A breakfast stuff. That's awesome. I love it. Excellent. Let's see, Celeste, let's see. Okay, marketing always seems to be at the top of the list, but why would implementing your systems for delivering your services be more important so that you can back up your marketing? Let's see, that didn't come out right. Wouldn't implementing your systems not be more important to have in place before you market your company? Not being organized and in place can wreck your marketing processes. Absolutely. I'm making a big assumption, Celeste. When I talk about marketing, I'm assuming that the people that are coming to us are delivering. That's an assumption. But as I learned in Driver's Ed School, when you assume, fill in the blanks. Rob, excellent presentation. Thank you for allowing me to attend. Okay, thank you, sir, from Titusville, Florida. Philip, providing breakfast, $80,000 to $180,000. That's one of the techniques or strategies that we do is we go in and do breakfast for referral sources. Okay, I think let's see. Fill up. Examples on send out cards, sure. Phil, tell me what kind of business you have. Type in what kind of business you have. Okay, so anyway. All right, we're going to leave it right there. Thank you for being on today. If you are just trying out one session today, you can register for this course for $197. It's a steal. We do this so that you can get to know us, like us, and trust us, and so that we can get to know you and like you and trust you. But if you can't be on live every week, get the home study course. And when you get the home study course, you get two tickets to our conference, or you could just register for the conference before August 30th. You get my full digital home study course, and you get two tickets to the conference. So, and you get the VIP when you do it by August 30th. So, be there, do that. I'm Howard Partridge, and Team Phenomenal. Our passion is your phenomenal success. Take care.